He Said He Would Help by T.S. Hedinger, based on a true story. Home is where the heart is, and warmth and love abound. Children's Songbook, page 192. Carly knew something was wrong when she saw her dad's car in the parking lot. "Dad's home," she said. "Dad's home?" her little brother, Robert, repeated excitedly. "Awesome!" He swung his backpack over his shoulder and hurried toward their apartment. "Wait," Carly said. "I think something is wrong." Robert stopped. "What do you mean?" "I'm not sure," Carly began. "But I heard Mom and Dad talking last night. Dad said that a lot of people at his work are getting laid off." Robert looked confused. "That means Dad might lose his job," Carly explained. "What would happen then?" Robert asked. "Well, if he doesn't have a job, then he won't make any money, and if we don't have any money, then we can't buy anything." Robert's eyes widened. "We'll be like those people downtown who live in the park." Carly shuddered as she thought about the people she had seen by the roadside holding signs that read, "We'll work for food." "I don't think that will happen," she said. "We should call Brother Worthington," Robert said. "He said we should call him if we have a problem. He said he would help." "You're right," Carly said. "Let's tell Mom and Dad." As they opened the door, they saw their parents talking. "Dad, did you lose your job?" Robert asked. Mom and Dad looked at each other. "Yes, I did," Dad said. "How did you know?" "I heard you and Mom talking yesterday," Carly said. "Did you call Brother Worthington yet?" Robert asked. "No, we haven't told anyone," Mom said. "We're trying to figure out what we should do first." "We need to call Brother Worthington," Carly said. "He always tells us to call him if we have a problem." "He is our home teacher," Mom said. "Maybe we should call him." "I don't want to bother him," Dad said. "I just need to start looking for another job." "I'll get a job too," Robert said. "That's very sweet, but you and Carly are busy with school," Mom said. "How can we go to school if we're living in the park?" Robert asked. He started to cry. "Please call Brother Worthington. He said he would help." Dad lifted Robert onto his lap. "We won't have to live in the park," he said, as the phone started ringing. "I lost my job, but we haven't lost everything." Carly went to answer the phone. Moments later, she handed the receiver to Dad. "It's for you," she said with a big smile. "It's Brother Worthington." As Dad talked on the phone, he grabbed a notebook and pen and wrote down names and phone numbers. "What did he say?" Carly asked as Dad hung up. "He heard about the layoffs on the news, so he called to see if I had been laid off. When I told him I had been, he gave me the name and number of the Word Employment Specialist, and names and numbers of other people he knows who might be able to help me find a job." "That's great," Robert said. "I knew he would help." "You were right," Dad said. "He is the man Heavenly Father has asked to watch over our family when we need help. You children understood that better than I did. And now, thanks to Brother Worthington, I have some phone calls to make." Sidebar. There is no greater church calling than that of a home teacher. President Ezra Taft Benson, to the home teachers of the church. Ensign, May, 1987, page 50. End of "He Said He Would Help."